I hope the lights are on when we finally have sex, so you can see how young I am compared to his wife. Ish is looking at me, even though I'm not looking at him. Someone is speaking to him. They are having a one-on-one conversation, but he is looking at me. My shoulders are straight, but I stand up taller. I roll them back just a touch, as if I were readjusting, listening, processing the conversation I'm having with Sara. He has two children at top private schools, so although he's successful, you can tell he can't flash his cash as much as the bachelors in the room. His deep, dark tan says, "Winter breaks in the Caribbean." But his watch says, "And that's it." To sleep with me, he would be risking both his authority in the workplace and his marriage. But I know he'll do it anyway. I make sure my conversation with Sara seems enjoyable and engaging, her beauty enhancing mine. Nothing is more attractive than seeing someone content in themselves, living in the moment. I lean in and whisper something to her, and we both laugh.